Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for this week's report. Hey, Christopher, what's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week's stargazers, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter, can be seen in the dawn sky. The three planets appear very bright and should be very easy to spot. Now, the moon is waxing and will be well on the way to being full by week's end.
Now, we're going to be, revisiting in some ways and updating a story that we have previously covered about a journey into the asteroid belt.
That's right. We're returning to the asteroid belt this week and to its largest member object, the dwarf planet Ceres, which is about 600 miles in diameter. NASA's Dawn spacecraft caused quite a stir when it began sending back detailed images of the surface of Ceres a few months ago. These images showed clusters of very bright spots within deep craters. These unexplained bright patches stirred all kinds of debate as to what their nature may actually be.
And before we get into that exciting revelation, just for a size comparison, the size of Ceres compared with Pluto?
Now, to put that in perspective for our listeners, Pluto is about 1,400 miles in diameter, so a little bit over twice the size of Ceres.
I guess it would be the moon, then, that puts this into greater perspective, right? Because the moon is bigger than Pluto, right?
That's right. It's bigger than Pluto and Ceres combined.
Okay, so back to these mysterious lights that we had been talking about on Ceres. There had been some strange theories about what it could be. It could be ice, maybe some other stuff, right?
Yes, there were all kinds of ideas floating around out there, some of them more far out than others. However, after several months of investigation, we may have finally solved the mystery of Ceres spots. They may actually be huge deposits of salt. And this salt is thought to have formed when minerals in the rock mixed with water ice at the bottom of the craters.
Wow. This is because scientists suspect there may be a saltwater ocean within Ceres?
That's right. But as it turns out, things may be a little bit more complicated on Ceres than we previously thought. While this does not confirm an ocean directly, it does mean that we will have to look twice as hard to discover what's really going on under Ceres spots.
Can't we just send a big drill up there?
You really could if you could afford it.
It's Christopher Phillips from Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee and another fascinating Stargazer report. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.